Here at the school, I know there are a number of things that are already in place at this school that were in the recommendation. Can you talk about a couple of those?
Sure. You know, we're making sure every school, starting right away, we're going to start investing about $2 million to make sure every single school has surveillance cameras that are both inside and outside the building, and those feeds can be piped directly to our 911 center so our police and fire folks can watch in real time to make sure we have real-time information in case of a disaster emergency. Also, we're going to make sure every school has a card scan system. So if you're a teacher who works in that building, you scan your way in. If not, you got to be buzzed in, and making sure those buzzer systems are in. Those are things we can do right away. Then there's some bigger items, some renovations of the schools that need to be made to make sure they're secure. And then there's some broader community issues that we've got to continue to tackle as well to make sure we have a safe, nurturing environment for our children.
And when you really see it hands-on here, teachers using it, staffers, administrators every day, it gives you a good sense that it's a good start.
Absolutely. We have great men and women in our school system who work very hard to educate our kids in a safe environment every day. But over time, we've got to make sure we're constantly drilling and training on what the proper protocols are, making sure that the technology's there so that no one who's not shouldn't be in our school should be in that school. I know when I go visit my daughter's schools, I have no problem with stopping, being buzzed in, having my signing in and clicking and takes your picture, and I get a little pass to go walk in and volunteer. And, you know, that's what we have to do these days. So we got to make sure we have the technology to make those improvements.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
All right.
You got it.